Welcome to Animals Being Stupid Hour, starring your host, Ryan Littlefield, myself. We also... Oh, wait, this is the Warp Zone podcast?
Yes, it is.
This is the Warp Zone podcast, episode 21, starring John Scalzo as the... I don't know. I was going to try to run this into a sitcom, and now I'm just flopping. Editor-in-chief, John Scalzo, everybody.
Hello. With my dog, Maya. Will you bark? Will you bark for the people? She will not.
She's a guest star.
She's a guest star. She has nothing to say right now.
I expect to hear from her later on.
Oh, yeah. She's got a big opinion on Resident Evil.
I want to know her opinion on Resident Evil Revelations. And we also have senior editor Nicole Klein.
Hey, what's up?
Hooray! Oh, Adam wanted me to tell you... Well, Adam posted and he says hums the Final Fantasy 13 battle music.
Oh, that's awesome.
On your Facebook. So yeah, Nicole just finished watching a Final Fantasy 13 2 trailer and pretty much freaked out, and now everybody's going crazy.
Yeah, I was freaking. I was freaking a little. I was crying.
So this week we wanted to talk about, I guess mostly the 3DS conference, and maybe a little bit of Vita thrown in there, because there was a little bit, you know, some games and stuff revealed over the past day or two about that. But 3DS is the main area of focus right now, mostly because I don't know what the hell is going on in Nintendo's heads with that slide pad. But we'll get to that. first, let's cover what we're playing. John, do you want to start off?
Sure. Playing mostly Xbox Live Arcade games, a little Blood Rain Betrayal, a little Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection, and a little Radiant Silver Gun, which is just as awesome as I thought it would be.
That's sweet. Now, that's a shoot 'em up?
Yeah, it's some treasure. You know, they made Ruja, you know, like the prequel to that, and it's... You can definitely see how it inspired Ikaruja, and it's just... It shouldn't have taken 15 years to get across, you know, to the U.S., but... I love it.
That's awesome. I mean, is there something that's like special about it? Like, what's special to you about it, I guess?
I don't know. I really loved Ikaruja. It's probably my favorite GameCube game there is, period.
Oh, okay.
You know, to get another helping of that, it's just, I'm enjoying it.
That's sweet. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I always enjoyed, you know, those kind of games, but I never really dug too deep into them. So... And how well do you know your Genesis games? I'm assuming pretty well.
I was more a Super NES guy, but I know a little bit about the Genesis.
Okay. Do you know Biohazard Battle?
I do not.
Oh, okay. It's a side-scrolling shoot 'em up, but it's really cool. There's like four different spaceships, or I don't know if they're really spaceships. They're just ships, I guess. But they each have like a different weapon power up, and you can continue upgrading that weapon and stuff, and it gets crazier and crazier, and like the spread is a lot bigger, so you can it's just a lot of fun, I guess. But yeah,
huh, let's check that out.
Yeah, I don't know if they've
I think that's
it.
On the virtual console.
Is it really? Oh, it might be.
I think
I'll have to look into that because I might buy it again too. So yeah, that's cool. Nicole,
I am playing Resistance 3.
I thought you were gonna say you haven't been playing anything.
Well, I haven't been playing anything other than Resistance 3, really, and like Dungeons and Dragons, and I've been playing Blood Bowl, the tabletop game, which is really hard. And Resistance 3 is like, I was like super nervous because I really didn't like the beta all that much, but wow, yeah, the game is awesome, really, really, really good.
Like, what's different from the second? I mean, I haven't checked it out yet, but what's different from the second one?
Well, what's different is that they brought back some stuff from the first game, which is awesome. Like, they brought back the weapon wheel from the first game, and they brought back the health bar from the first game. So you have, like, a set amount of health instead of having regenerating health and stuff. And I prefer those two things, how the second game went. But it's got, like, the great graphics and, like, awesome color of the second game. And, you know, I really miss Nathan Hale. I'm bummed out that I'm playing Capelli, who is, like, one of my least favorite characters of the second game. But, I mean, the story's pretty good so far, so I like it.
And the first one was really, like, I mean, you said the color from the second one, but the first one was pretty, like, monochrome, almost.
The first one was totally monochromatic. Like, you could barely tell, like, the background from the stuff you were supposed to pick up.
Right. Yeah. And I'm assuming online is the same way as the second one is?
I actually haven't played any online. Well, the only online I played was the beta, and okay. I really hated it. I really hated it.
So, but I mean, I'm assuming it's probably still, like, 30... What is it, 30 on 30? 32 on 32?
I think it's less.
It's less?
I think it's less than that now.
Okay.
But you might be right. I'm not sure. Sorry. I haven't investigated it yet.
No, it's cool. I actually gotta check out the second one again, because I remember I had it in college for a little while, and I was playing it. And online was actually pretty fun, but I had no incentive to go through the single player, which made it harder for me to commit to, you know, playing the multiplayer more.
It's fun. It's just hectic.
Yeah. But yeah, the multiplayer was a lot of fun. Like, the maps were pretty, you know, they were cool enough. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they definitely were.
They were definitely big enough, and they're you know you could always like find a hiding spot. It was pretty interesting. But that's pretty much it, though. Or I know you said you got the Blood Bowl PSP game that's coming in.
Well, no, I didn't get that yet. I've been playing the tabletop version.
Right.
But I'm gonna try to get it from GameStop because it's super cheap at GameStop used.
Mm-hmm.
And
plug for GameStop, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry.
Go
about
to GameStop
that.
For all your gaming needs.
Well, because Amazon, it's, like, the cheapest you can find it is, like, $10 used.
Yeah.
And at GameStop, it's, like, $10 new, if you can find it new.
Yeah, that's true. I actually, you guys don't have any, like, Blockbusters around. You still, do you?
No, all our Blockbusters closed.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Because, yeah, because I know Hollywood Videos, like, all those stores closed, but I think Blockbusters are still open. I think they had, you know, some of them had it for, like, one of the Blood Bowl games. I don't know if it was the Xbox one or whatever, but...
Probably the Xbox one. I think that's more prevalent.
Yeah, I think they had that for like $10 one time or something. I almost got it just because I was curious. Like I told you, I thought it was like a Mutant League Football or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So
I'm also I started doing that video game club thing. Our first game was Arkham Asylum, and our next game is going to be Terraria, which is a really really cool PC game that's sort of like Minecraft, but it's made with like sprites.
Yeah, I heard about it, and it's like it's a side-scrolling.
Yeah, it's really fun. I totally recommend downloading it. And also, this dude at my work gave me Warcraft 3 and Doom 3 yesterday.
Oh,
so.
My God. Nice.
I know. So, that's, yeah, I've got like, you know, a full dock of games. I've just been really, really unbelievably busy, like, because last week I was off to write my novel, and, like, this week I'm, like, trying to catch up on all the stuff that I missed last week, and work's been crazy, and... I haven't been sleeping much, and the weather's changing, and I'm learning how to use public transportation in Philadelphia, and cats and dogs are living together.
And as you continue to explain it, your responses get more erratic, and then...
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm also eating.
No, it's okay.
I need sustenance.
Yeah, no, if you've never played, Warcraft 3, I'm assuming? Okay. I think you'd really like it. I mean, that's... I personally really like it. I mean, I didn't start playing on the second one like a lot of people did. But I thought the third one was a really solid, really solid game, especially with a lot of the custom maps that people play online. But the campaign was a lot of fun too.
So, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
How into RTS are you? Are you so much, or that's like the one thing I've never actually talked to you about.
I think I played Tower Defense, but I don't think I've ever really played just straight up real time strategy.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little bit of a different thing, but it's definitely. I mean, once
I played Tribes.
Oh, okay.
So that's RTS, right?
I think so.
I played Tribes like a billion years ago.
Yeah, I'm not really, because I've never actually personally played it.
My ex-boyfriend Mark was obsessed with it.
Okay. Oh no. It says it's a FPS.
Is it?
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe there was.
I think there was
a spinoff.
How about Tribes 3? I think they played Tribes 3.
Because I did play Aerial Assault, which was on PS2, and I know that was an FPS, which is why I was kind of confused. Maybe they did a spin-off, like a Halo Wars kind of thing. But I mean, like, Command & Conquer and StarCraft and stuff, you know, obviously stuff like that is RTS, Age of Empires.
Maybe I'm thinking of a totally different game. What was he play? He used to play all kinds of games. But one of them was like an RTS. Sorry, I sound really stupid. He was playing all kinds of games.
No way, really?
Yeah, he played games on his computer.
Well, anyway, I mean, I think
this is fascinating.
I think I think you're gonna
like
it.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool. I think you're probably gonna like it. Like, if you want to play online or whatever, you can probably get a hold of me. I might, you know, play. Yeah, I'll play online.
Wow, I really had to twist your arm there.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's so good of a game that I don't want to really dive back into it and just play it all for my entire life. But since he talked me into it, I'll do it.
Word.
So, and then I guess for me, I mean, I've been playing a lot of Catan on Xbox and PS3, and yes, on both actually.
You're a glutton.
I know. I can never get enough Catan. I was actually looking for an iPhone version today too. I was like, I need to play this. Even though I'm not a mobile gamer, I still need to play this on my phone. But I didn't end up buying it. But so I've been playing that a little bit of Star Ocean here and there, which is okay. It's just it's a JRPG, you know. So it's mm-hmm. okay, it's okay. I think last time I was playing Phoenix Wright and still that Kingdom Hearts game for DS, and I haven't even touched those since then. So.
Oh man, really?
I think that's about it. Yeah, I mean, I've been playing some stuff on Steam. I was working on Machinarium. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's like Machinarium.
I think it's Machinarium.
Anyway, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really good like point and click adventure. I was talking about it, I think, before, and that was that's a lot of fun. I'm almost.
Dude, I finally like fully installed Steam, so you're gonna have to give me a list of shit that I have to go get.
Oh god. Okay, I can do that.
Life is over.
Yep. Yeah, that's gonna be the end of it right there. So I've been playing that, I think that's pretty much about it. I kind of jumped into Monkey Island for about a half a second the other day, the first Monkey Island. That's about it. Nothing too new, but hopefully some White Knight Chronicles 2 soon. So, that's about it for that, I guess. So the 3DS, the conference was this past week. There was a lot of cool stuff announced, I guess. Some cool videos for sure. I was telling, Nicole and John, I was telling both these guys earlier, that the Super Mario 3D Land definitely changed my mind on that game, because when they first revealed it, I wasn't really totally convinced.
I didn't care at all about it until I just watched that trailer. I was like, holy crap, this looks awesome!
Yeah. And now
it looks so cute!
And now it's like already in my shopping cart, so... but no, actually, like, stupid control, 3DS other control stick slide pad thing aside.
Slide pad.
Yeah, oh yeah. The slide pad aside, I'm actually pretty excited about the 3DS future as far as games go. But I mean, that's it. I think that's its own problem. I just can't get over it. Can we just talk about this first? I really need to, like, to let go.
Get it off your chest. What is it?
Yeah, get it off your chest. All right. Come on.
All right. Why do you put out a $20 edition with something that should have been included? Oh, wait. The Wii Motion Plus. I remember now. No, but, I mean, $20 extra for an extra stick, which is... I don't know if it's required yet, but it's going to make playing games like Metal Gear Solid 3D a lot easier. I don't know why they didn't think of that first, especially with the Vita as competition or, with standard two-stick... I mean, even consoles, like, just draw inspiration from that, but as competition, I mean, they had it on the classic controller. It's like, that's a simple controller. I mean, it just seems like common sense to have it on a handheld at this point. But I mean, to charge $20 for that extra stick, and then really the kicker is like a AAA battery. I feel like I don't even use batteries for anything anymore. I mean, this is going to be the only thing I'm going to have to go buy batteries for now.
What about your 360 controllers?
No, I have the rechargeable packs.
Oh.
Yeah, and PS3
batteries controllers. Last longer.
Really? I don't.
Yeah,
I don't,
really.
I never really thought so. Oh, no, I lied. I actually do. Oh, no, I have that. I have a rechargeable thing for my Wiimotes, too. Yeah, no, I don't use batteries for anything anymore. I switched over. Wow,
Ryan, living in the 22nd century.
Woo! Yeah, I switched over. I mean... Yeah, my SP doesn't take them. Yeah, I can't think of anything that I have that takes them. So, I don't know, this is just kind of, it just seems really not well thought out.
No, it's definitely not well thought out.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, the 3DS seems like it should not have come out for, like, another year at least.
Yeah,
I agree. With all the shit that they've done in the interim, like, it's ridiculous. I mean, The problem is that everybody just needs to there's this like desperate need to get stuff out first, so nothing ever works.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I really think that's why the Wii U was announced when it was, because they had to get it out before the Xbox 720 or the PS4.
Which, those haven't even been really talked about yet.
No, those have not been announced. They're not going to be announced, but, you know.
Yeah. And then I bet when the Wii U actually comes out, we're going to see something totally different than what we've been given so far.
Oh, for sure.
So.
Yeah. There's no way that's final.
Yeah. but John, I liked your idea on this article about the slide pad, about the We're Sorry program for that.
Yeah.
I'll take a free slide pad.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that this thing can be, like, required for, like, Resident Evil Revelations or Kingdom Hearts 3D and Nintendo not do something like that, because they've already done it for the price drop, and if now they say, well, now you need this little, you know, slide pad attachment and you gotta pay $20 for it.
Well, I mean,
it's gonna split the user base.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could see you needing the second stick for it for Resident Evil Revelations is to control both of Rachel's breasts simultaneously.
Oh my god.
But otherwise,
that'd be amazing.
Otherwise, you could just be able to use one slide pad.
Or maybe have one control her breasts and the other one control Sheva's breasts.
But yeah,
so whatever. This is like the Mario face from Super Mario 64. Just you start moving the slide pads and it puts little hands on the screen. And
oh god!
I'm just gonna stop right there.
You just like pull.
We all know where that's going.
You put the hand on the screen and you gently pull the. All right.
Oh my god!
Awesome.
Yeah.
Capcom brought this on themselves.
I mean, I guess they
no one to blame but themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see how they would have thought of it when they started thinking about re-releasing Monster Hunter Tri, because I know the game on Wii, it uses the classic controller if you want to, and I think a lot of people prefer that, you know, compared to using the nunchuck and the Wiimote. But it seems like, hey, well, let's put Monster Hunter Tri on here, and then they were like, oh wait, we should have a second stick, and then they were like, all right, how are we going to get this second stick on a system that's already out? And I don't know. I feel like really for the $20, I feel like I would really have it be like a charging dock with the stick on it. Like if that was the case and this thing could hold its own battery life and recharge my 3DS while I was playing, I would totally spend $20 immediately on that. I mean,
immediately.
But I can't.
Well, no, the thing Nintendo doesn't really want to talk about is, you know, that this means a 3DS with two sticks is coming.
Yeah, and you know that this means that I'm going to be opening my wallet when this hits stores, regardless of how I feel about it, because I'm going to want to play those games the way that they should be played.
Right.
Which is a bummer, but at the same time, I'm still going to do it.
Right.
So, it's like getting a flu shot. Reminder, flu shot upcoming. So like I was saying, needless to say, I'm still going to buy the money. I'm still going to buy the money. I'm still going to buy the slide pad. I will exchange you $20 for my $20. Yeah, I mean, it seems like these things that Nintendo's, you know, doing, these like hindsight things are just becoming a lot more obvious. Like every time they do it. Am I the only
one? It's really...
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. It's really kind of sad, because they had such a clear plan with the Wii, and, you know, it worked out almost exactly like they wanted.
Yeah.
And they still didn't get the third-party support they wanted, but it worked out fairly well for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only thing they couldn't really do, like I said, was the Wii, the Motion Plus, but they, even now, they're putting out the Motion Remotes, or the Wii Plus Remotes, whatever they are.
Yeah, they put out the Wii Plus Remotes.
Yeah.
And the way they made the Wii Motion Plus, you know, the way they kind of put it out there and made it optional for some games, required for others, and the way they packaged it with everything, pretty much, it's, you know, they're out there and it works, and I don't think the slide pad is going to get that kind of response.
I don't think so either. Because I can still play Kingdom Hearts 3D without it. It might not be the most fun I have in my entire life, but, I mean, it, I guess I was going to say it might have sucked for the fact that, you know, Ocarina of Time is already out and they didn't have it out for that, but I guess it's... I guess you wouldn't really need it because that game doesn't really need it.
No.
But...
See, that's the other thing, that we don't know if it'll be required or if it'll be optional or what.
Yeah.
I wish they gave us, like, a little bit more info.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like the Motion Plus, where it's just, like, it just makes the game better if you have it. Or easier to control. I mean, I don't even... What is this? I don't even...
Who was this on Steven?
So... I mean, a lot of the games that are on this list that they showed off at the conference, I can't really see it being used for. I mean, Resident Evil, maybe Ace Combat. Metal Gear Solid is another one. Probably Monster Hunter.
Right.
But that's probably 10% of all the stuff. But, I mean, the games themselves are cool. Like I was saying, Mario 3D Land looks awesome. Mario Kart 7
looks
great. Paper Mario is a for sure purchase for me already. That's next year, but still.
So I have a question. John, are you going to buy the 3DS when Mario Kart comes out, or are you going to wait now until the dual analog
I'm going to wait now.
You're going to wait? Okay.
I'm addicted to Mario Kart, but I can't justify that to myself. Because there, you know, you'll be a dual pad version. And
absolutely acceptable.
Well, see, here's what I think is going to happen. I think John's going to go buy Mario Kart when that comes out. And then he'll hold on to it until the next 3DS comes out. But he'll look at it, like, every day. Like, he'll look in the mirror before he goes to work, and then he'll look at Mario Kart, and then he'll leave.
No.
And a single tear will escape.
He'll buy it gifts and, like, bring it to dinner. That's what I think is going to happen.
That's what you think will happen. Okay.
I am actually pretty excited about the new Fire Emblem. Like, it's cool to see that they're continuing support for that series. When so few others are Kid Icarus got delayed till next year, not a big deal.
For me.
I don't really care. Monster Hunter 4 is cool that's coming too, that's another thing that they're, it's another one of those, like, Japan, it's a big one in Japan, but they're bringing it here. That makes me happy. I don't like being deprived games, I guess, even if they're terrible games. I'd rather have these than, like, Dogs 3D or something. Or, like,
you just,
like,
want the option, at least.
Yeah, or, like, Silly Bands 3D the game. Like, what is this, fly and hit you in the eye now? Like, I don't understand.
Dude, I've never played Monster Hunter, but there's this guy who hangs out at Red Caps, and he's always got a PSP with him, and I was talking to him, and he was like, oh, I'm playing Monster Hunter. And I was like, oh... Have you ever played God's Eater Burst? And he, like, gave me two thumbs down. I was like, pfft. He was saying how, like, it's so easy compared to Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter is so much better. And I, like, cried. I was like, but I loved God's Eater Burst. It was so good. That's... So now I feel like I should try Monster Hunter, but I'm afraid because I thought God's Eater was really, really hard.
Yeah, I remember you saying, like, you were trying to grind through one part because it was taking you so long.
There was one part that I got stuck at, and I went back and, like, replayed a couple things, like, a million times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still gotta check that out. So, Mario 3D is coming out November 13th. 3D Land, rather.
3D Land. 3D with the Land. Tanuki suit.
With the Tanuki
I know
suit.
The Tanuki suit!
The Tanuki suit!
I love
the Tanuki suit. I gotta fire up my brother's
Eye.
Snowbird.
It's GoldenEye.
Hey, they dated that the other day too. It's coming November 1st.
Oh yeah.
Oh snap!
With a special sharpshooter edition.
I'm excited for Crysis, yo.
What? Wait, where's what's Crysis coming out for?
Crysis is coming out for the PS3 and Xbox on PSN XBLA.
Sweet. Yeah.
Can I run Crysis? Short time, bitch!
Put a little more rice in your mouth and then say it again.
I'm done! Hold on.
No, don't really.
Yeah.
Crysis, bitch! Is that better?
It is better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, space.
So I also wanted to talk about, I mean, amidst all this, like, 3DS tomfoolery and awesomeness at the same time.
Jagassery.
Um, the news post I did this morning for Vita, I mean, I read Vita, whatever. I read a lot of the, you know, a lot of the specs and stuff, and I think somebody else had actually mentioned it too, that that it's, the battery life is 3 to 5 hours, and that's what it said in the press release and the specs document. And it also noted that the charge time for the system from 0% battery was 2 hours and 40 minutes, which is awful if you have a 3 hour, you know, 3 to 5 hour battery life playing games.
I know, plane rides are gonna be a bitch.
So, I mean, I feel like between the iPhone, between, you know, the 3DS and now the Vita or Vita, I feel like battery life is one of the big crutches for, or not one of the big crutches, but like one of the big faults rather, requiring a crutch for a lot of the, like a lot of the handheld stuff now, just because, you know, these systems are so powerful now and they can do so much. And I think people tend to like, they tend to abuse that and not think about the fact that because the systems are doing so much, they need to have that support to keep it going. I mean, maybe I'm just spoiled because I'm used to having handhelds that last longer, but I don't think that's the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, how long did the, you know, the GBA SP last? I think I got like 12 hours out of a charge in that once.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, even the DS Lite was a tank too. I mean, that thing lasted probably 8 to 10, I'd say.
Yeah, dude, my old phones too. My old phones lasted a while. My new phone, like, I can't even get through the whole day.
Yeah, if you use it a lot, yeah, you can't get through a whole day with a lot of the, you know, the current phones. So it's like,
I'm charging it right now.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I just, it sucks because I feel like it's like we're spiraling down to this thing that lasts for 5 minutes. I mean, how easy is it to have a real gaming experience when you can only, that sounds really sad of me to say, when you can only play for 5 hours?
We're going to end up like those girls that were at E3 last year who had the battery packs like attached to them, with the 3DS attached to them. We're going to be just like,
so what,
them.
Like our movement will charge the battery pack, which will then charge the,
that would be 3DS, awesome.
The Vita.
We wouldn't even need hamster wheels.
Okay, we have to delete this from the podcast so I can patent my $1 million idea.
Why don't they just put generators under the button, so every time you hit a button, it charges energy a little bit.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
You don't.
No, that's too hard.
Your face doesn't make sense.
You gotta redesign the system for that.
Oh,
my
wait.
Idea.
Oh wait, we have to do that again. I mean, I'm still gonna buy a Vita Min. Probably like the first day.
Vita Min. When's it coming out? Next year, right here.
I think, yeah, early.
Early 2012.
Yeah.
They don't have a date yet.
Yeah. But, I mean, it sucks, and I heard it somewhere, but somebody was discussing about how kind of, like, smartphones might become, like, the new handhelds. I think I was talking to Mike about it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, you know.
To who?
To the former staff. No. we were talking about how, you know, it sucks to see it, but it seems like handhelds are like becoming the past of gaming, and how smartphones are becoming this new thing. And I was saying, like,
I totally do not agree with that.
Really?
You don't either.
I mean,
no.
I don't know. I don't know how much I agree with it, but it seems like it's definitely moving that way.
No.
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 I mean,
no,
the quality of games
smartphone
on handhelds are
matters.
Completely the, and yeah, there's no buttons, and the quality of games on a smartphone is absolutely nothing compared to like the quality. Like, have you seen the Uncharted game for the Vita?
Yeah.
Sweet merciful Christ. Like,
oh,
you
no,
can
no.
Not.
I mean, I'm not taking that side. I mean, I'm with you guys. I prefer the buttons,
okay.
And I think handhelds are still great. Like, I would play a handheld over a smartphone game anytime, but it's like, you know, like the Dead Space game that came out for iPad and stuff, and like all these crazy games are coming out, and like, you know, now Bungie, I mean, it's not like Bungie is the, you know, pioneer forefront of the industry, but you know, they did that that space, like, what is it, Space Pirates? Crimson Steam Pirates.
Yeah, but see, if it's for the iPad, I think it's different. I don't lump it into mobile gaming.
No. I mean, I kind of do, because people that have those things bring them everywhere.
Well, yeah, but I bring my DS everywhere.
But it's not a... Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not a phone still, but it's like, it's getting to that point.
It's
like a laptop.
I playing it with, you know, with an iPhone. It's just... It's the lack of buttons just makes me crazy.
Yeah, I could never play, you know, stay devoted to a game that just had touchscreen controls. But it's just like, it's a bummer to see that, I don't know, that it's become as prevalent as it is, even, for me. Because I love handheld games, and, like, I will gladly bring my DS anywhere, because, a lot of the people have been saying, like, that the last thing people want to have is one extra device on them, especially with, everything they already have. But for me, even something as huge as the DSi XL, like, I can fit that in my front pocket. It's not a big deal.
That's because you're huge.
It's true, but I could, I would totally do that just in order to have that on me so I could continue to play a game that has buttons and, like, is actually a handheld gaming system for games.
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of cool that, phones and, like, tablets and whatnot are making gaming a little more prevalent like that, because it's good that everybody's playing stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, my mom is hooked on Words with Friends.
Oh, that's cute.
And Bejeweled Blitz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, the last game she played before that was, like, Tetris back in, like, 1991.
That's awesome.
So, it's great to see people playing games like that. And
I guess...
Maybe it will get the people that are all like, gaming is evil. Maybe it'll finally get them to shut up.
Yeah. I mean, part of me says, those are, like, the little bite-sized games, but I just don't think there's as much of a thing as immersive gaming. Like, you can't get sucked into a game that's playing on your smartphone.
No.
Right.
I don't really know how many companies are actually shooting for that and trying to get, like, all right, we're going to get this crazy huge world that people are going to be able to shoot on a 3.5-inch screen. I mean, I don't know how much people are actually doing that, but I don't think it'll ever be the same. Even as something like a DS or a PSP, I mean, at least you can... It's like, that's what you're there for, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you turn that on for.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I just don't feel like that can be emulated on a phone. Or on something... Or even just something with a touchscreen. Sorry, go ahead.
I tried to play, like, Call of Duty Zombies over the weekend on an iPhone. And it's like, it's an interesting idea. Like, first-person shooter on a little iPhone. It's kind of cool. But I was, fighting with the controls so much that it wasn't really any fun.
It seems more like a novelty thing.
Exactly.
Because I downloaded Resident Evil... It was technically, like, a Resident Evil 4 spin-off. I don't think it was the actual game. Maybe it was, but maybe they just made a mobile version of it. But, I mean, it didn't look as great as the PS2 version did. But it definitely didn't play as well. Like, it wasn't the most smooth it could have been. And the controls, like you said, I mean... I don't know. It seems like they had a different touchscreen button for everything. And it just didn't make sense. Plus, Rachel wasn't in it, so, I mean, I couldn't...
So what do you care?
Yeah, Yeah, why would you want to play a Resident Evil game with touching if Rachel's not in it?
Totally pointless.
But, I checked out the Devil May Cry. There was a Devil May Cry one they did, too, and it's just not the same. I mean, I only played the first Devil May Cry, but it's enough to know that it's just totally a different experience and that it's not... It just doesn't add up, I guess. I don't know. Plus, I'm one of those people that's really tough to convince, so even if you show me a really great iPhone game that does all that stuff, I still would be like, I like my 3D, or my, not 3DS, but my DSi XL or PSP better. 3DS, come back to me in a year, and I'll see if it's any better or not.
When it has a second pad attached to it already.
Yeah.
We should take bets on when the two-padded 3DS will come out.
I'm gonna say next Christmas.
I was gonna say Christmas 2012.
Nah, earlier than that.
You watch. Valentine's Day.
They announced it at E3 next year, and they released it in like August. You watch.
Yeah, that's a good point. New Year's Day, they'll be like, "Guys, we did it! It's coming out January 15th."
Oh my god.
That'd be awesome.
Right the before, world would riot.
Right before Final Fantasy 13 2. Exactly.
Sorry.
I mean, and actually another thing that I was kind of a little bit happy about amidst the anger was that Sony did, they did have listed a car adapter and a portable charger for the Vita.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is still a pain, but I mean, at least they're supporting it. I mean, it's like
they realize.
Yeah, they know about it.
3 to 5 hours is terrible.
Yeah, and they're like, "Look, all right, here's our we're sorry thing," and like they acknowledge it, yeah. And go for it right away. But I feel like Nintendo still, I mean, even at like a press conference or some, you know, like a questions panel or something, I feel like they would just kind of twist it and look the other way and be like, well, we have the second slide pad coming out. I just feel like they don't recognize like the flaws with the stuff they're putting out.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Well, I think they kind of got caught out by surprise, you know, because at E3 last year, everyone was all like, oh my god, the 3D is amazing. It, you know, it gave me 10 loved it.
Sorry, you cut out there. What did you say?
I said, you know, at E3 last year, everyone was all like, you know, the 3D on the 3DS is amazing. I can't believe it. It gave me 10 orgasms.
So I thought you said 10 boners. I was like, I hope he said 10 boners.
And then, you know, once it actually gets released, everyone's just like, eh.
Yeah, just kind of shrug.
I mean, if you don't hold it in the exact right place, you can't see the 3D anymore.
Well, you also have to consider that a very, very small percentage of people played it, too. So I'm sure those people were like, oh my god, I'm the first one to play, and like the excitement and everything caught up to them, but I feel like...
Yeah, that could be too.
Yeah, and I feel like now that it's actually out, or, you know, when it was out before the price drop, people actually kind of care about it now, but... when it was out before the price drop, people were like, all right, so it's in 3D. It's pretty cool. I mean, they were excited enough to try the in-store demo, and that's about it.
Yeah.
So, which was basically what I was looking forward to before I actually decided I wanted to buy one. Which is kind of backwards, but...
Well, then all the in-store demo units had, like, pilot wings in them, and that, you know... The original pilot wings was okay, but I really didn't have a desire to try that on the 3DS.
No. Well, didn't you play it at, Anthony, didn't you play it at, PAX?
Who?
Did I just call you Anthony? I'm sorry, Ryan. Sorry! I'm thinking about my boyfriend. I'm sorry. I'm wow. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm daydreaming.
I played,
about my boyfriend. That was really
cool. What did I play? I played there was, like, the demo with the AR cards, and then I played, a little bit of, Nintendogs.
Just because, really? That's it? That's funny.
Well, that was the only station open. And
yeah, actually, that's true. No, yeah.
When you got up to the front of the line, they were like, all right, well, there's a spot over here. And then I was like, Nintendogs, really? All right, fine.
You're so, like, motherfuckers.
They, like, escort you over to where it goes. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll play this, I guess.
Lame.
So, no, I mean, it was cool. Like, I wanted one at that time, but obviously, like, I had just played it for the first time. Obviously, I wanted it, but I don't know.
Story, bro.
Thanks.
No problem.
So, I mean, what else do you guys have anything else to say, or is that...
About what?
I mean...
Wait, we haven't talked about Rachel's breasts.
Well, we mentioned them.
But they're so big, they deserve their own podcast.
They deserve their own section of the podcast.
Yeah.
Here we're going to take a few minutes and devote them to Rachel's breasts. From Resident Evil Revelations.
No, it's just funny because you guys were like talking about it. Ryan, you were like, yeah, I didn't get it. And then I put it on and I was like, holy crap, look at those things. They like defied like all laws of gravity.
I'm telling you. Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Why would they do that?
I don't know. It was a little frightening.
It was scarier than the zombie thing that was chasing her.
It was like a Dead or Alive Resident Evil mashup.
It was, yeah.
She was going to start playing volleyball. The
physics are amazing.
Oh, man. I hope they really pop out in 3D, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet that's
Hey-oh.
Why they did it.
Oh, God. We figured it out. We figured out why they did it.
We figured out your secrets.
Now they're busted. That's the fan service.
Ah, they're busted. Get it? Get it?
That's the fan Good service that, Ryan. That Capcom gives for all the stuff they messed up on. They're like, all right, here.
Yeah, we're sorry about Mega Man. Here's a pair of gigantic breasts.
Here's some 3D tits for you. Don't say we never did anything for you.
Yeah, pat you on the back, send you out.
Give you some Vaseline.
Yep.
Oh,
too far. Too far. Went too far.
Way too far.
Sorry, guys.
Oh man. Well, now I think I'm just gonna just jump off the podcast. The podcast diving board into the open sea. I have nothing else to contribute after that.
We didn't mention anything about the Vita games. Did we mention the Vita games? This awesome list of Vita games?
We Katamari Damacy!
I know, fucking Katamari!
Ew!
Who isn't stoked about that?
It's great!
He doesn't want to rub that on Rachel's breasts.
Alright, alright.
Oh, and I didn't mention that how much I want the pink 3DS! And how, like, totally sad I am about it. Because, you know, if I try to, like, trade it anywhere, they're going to be like, you can have $3 for this. And I'll be like, wah!
And then this kid with the iPad will bring it in, and they'll be like, all right, $200.
Oh, and I'll cry. But it's pink! It's so cute!
Actually, you know what? Sorry, I was going to say, that actually ties into, like, the whole iPad gaming thing. Like, the fact that they're now taking all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's
weird. I mean, I know half of it is, like, they're probably just looking to make money because it's Apple stuff and people still pay top dollar for it no matter what, but...
Well, and the people trade in there so often that, like, GameStop is actually the perfect place to, like, launder that.
Yeah. Which is funny because usually people trade stuff in at GameStop for drug money, but they don't use their drug money to buy iPads. So maybe they're selling.
But now they can.
Yeah, now they can. The cycle will reverse.
The world has become a better place.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I'm stoked about Uncharted Golden Abyss, and I can't believe they're doing another Katamari. Like, there's no way. Like,
I think
they did two for PlayStation 2, and then they were like, we're never going to do any again. And they did one for the PlayStation Portable, and they were like, we're never going to do it again. And they did one for the Xbox, and they were like, no, really?
No, but I think this is a remake, because isn't Damacy the first one? Or the second one, rather?
Katamari Damacy is the first one.
I thought We Heart Katamari is the first one.
No, that's the second one.
No, that's the second one.
Oh, okay.
That's the one where all the fans write in and say what they want him to roll up.
Got it, okay. Yeah, no, I thought this was going to be a remake.
Katamari Damacy, doo-doo-doo.
I think it's original.
Because wouldn't it be called something else?
What? I don't know. Who wrote this article? You? Yeah. You wrote the article.
I did, It's Katamari Damacy, which is already a game.
So? Tomb Raider's already a game. They're calling one that.
I don't know.
They're calling Devil May Cry. Devil May Cry.
But yeah.
Devil May Cry. Devil May Cry.
Isn't Super Monkey Ball already a game?
Yes, but every other Katamari game has a different name. That's what I'm saying.
Like maybe they just haven't come up with a new name yet.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, yeah. There was stuff on here that was called SRPG and RPG, and I was like, wow, I know what that is.
I mean, Resident Evil 4 is the fifth Resident Evil game, you know? Titles don't mean crap!
That's true, okay.
I'm psyched about Uncharted Golden Abyss.
Yeah.
They'll look pretty good.
Hot.
And like I wrote on the thing, I was interested to see what the Shin Megami Tensei is referring to.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to redo, if they're redoing
it. I'm super, 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 super wary when I see Little Big Planet Vita.
Yeah.
Just because Little Big Planet PSP was so bad. It was so, like, not up to par at all. So unless the original companies are working on this game, these games, like, I don't think Naughty Dog did Uncharted, did they?
No.
I think they co-developed it, or they were, like, consultants on the development. I don't think they developed it, though.
Like, I know Media Molecule, I think, has said they're leaving Little Big Planet behind.
Oh, God. They're done. Little Big Planet Vita is going to suck.
Well, that's okay. The second one wasn't that fun, so.
The second one was just, like, 1.5. I mean, it was a lot like Bioshock 2. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad I played it. I'm glad I got it. But what the fuck? Like, they should have just released some DLC.
Yep. I agree. I actually thought, I don't know, I thought it was worse than the first one. I actually did think it was worse.
I mean, it just had so many, like, it had, like, scripted actual cutscenes, which was weird.
Yeah, I don't think it fit.
Like, I didn't really, it didn't fit the flow. It was, like, it made it, like, kind of janky, and, like, I don't play with the creator stuff. Like, I mean, that's the problem, is that I don't play with the creator stuff because it's too damn hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a person who has hours and hours of free time and reams and reams of, you know, visual creativity.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think that way.
I mean, part of me says, like, maybe they should have, you know, they should work on the game. It's, you know, they need to work on Little Big Planet 2 And then they can also have a separate team working on the creator tools, and they can be two separate entities. But like, if you try to release a game with creator tools that are so closely integrated, then I mean, it seems kind of apparent that the game isn't going to be great. Whereas in the
should charge $50 for the game and $10 for the character for the content creator.
Yeah. I mean,
you should have the option to buy it if you want.
Yeah, and I think the reason why the first game was so good is because the creator tools sucked. I mean, obviously they spent more time on the actual game.
Dude, the creator tools in the first one were still just as hard. Like, Mike and I remember spent like an hour and a half on one level, and like we could not get anything to work the way that we wanted it to. Like, it was so much trial and error that I was like, I hate this.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that they sucked, but like the ones in the second one were just
a lot. No, I get what you're saying. It's way more complicated. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I mean, you can tell that they focused on the game with the first one. In the second one, it's like, all right, look at all these sweet tools, and oh yeah, there's a game.
Look at all the shit we did.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But that's funny too, because that would make you think that, because there are no creator tools on the PSP one, right?
Are there? I don't know.
Because I was going to say, that would make you think that the game would be better, but maybe it just doesn't carry over to portable very well.
I didn't like that game so much that I don't even remember if there were any... there were parts in that game that were so, so far from the gameplay spirit of the first game that they were like... nearly impossible to figure out. Like, I remember at one point I was in the car and I was like, I want to throw my PSP out the window. Like, I want to actually chuck it out a window. I'm glad I didn't, but I literally wanted to throw it out the window under a steamroller, a gay steamroller.
I mean,
it
looks like a lot. It just looks like a lot of the Vita stuff right now is remakes, which is cool.
I would be
Final
fine
Fantasy
with Katamari.
Fantasy X HD.
Yeah,
I would be super happy with Katamari Damacy as just a remake for the Vita. I would buy it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, like Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Disgaea 3, Super Monkey, but Final Fantasy X, yeah, Ninja Gaiden Sigma. I mean, it's fine, you know, everybody's doing remakes now, but...
It's just what happens with portables.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you have the technology expand like this, but... I guess I was kind of like hoping to actually see more games, like games, like new games. But I don't know. I'm happy that they're still supporting some of the old stuff and, you know, remaking them and stuff. But I'd be happier if they did it, you know, continued where they left off.
I'm excited. There's going to be 26 games at launch.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Didn't they say there were going to be like over 100 within the first, like, what was it?
Within the first, like, 4
by
months
March.
Or something.
Okay.
Sony also revealed that more than 100 titles will be released for the Vita by March 2011.
Yeah.
And then John pointed out that that might be the U.S. release date, which would be awesome.
Ooh.
Well, because they say early 2012, so, you know.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first, kids. March.
Buy it. Yeah. That's about, I don't know. I'm still going to buy one, like... Why wouldn't I?
Because it's going to be $250 to $300?
Yeah, and then maybe they'll release an add-on that has a third stick.
Oh my god. That would be amazing.
It takes a double A instead of a triple.
It's gonna be two extra analog sticks.
So you can use
Yo, dog, I heard you like analog sticks.
And it's going to include some kind of crazy Total Recall game where there would be three hands on the screen for some reason.
For three boobs. Three hands.
Thank
for
you.
Three boobs.
I'm glad someone got that.
No problem. Glad to oblige.
Nothing at all, Ryan? No Total Recall?
No, sorry.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Ryan, go watch Total Recall.
No support for Total Recall. My system specs don't support Total Recall.
Yay.
Nice, thanks.
No problem.
So, I mean, that's all I really wanted to talk about, I think, unless you guys have anything else you want to add. And we still don't have any emails. Our inbox is very lonely.
God damn it! Who is listening to this thing? I know people are listening to this!
I think a couple people, and maybe
Mike
some animals.
Zornick, send us an email so that we know that you're listening. I know Zorn listens. I know my friend Jake used to listen, at least. I don't know if he's still listening.
Mailbag@warpzoned.com.
Even if you just want to tell me how stupid I am for liking the Final Fantasy 13 2 trailer.
Oh, God.
Just
that was
really email stupid. Us, please.
or on Twitter. Or on Twitter. Warp Zone on Twitter.
Tweet us.
But yes, since we have no emails and no feedback from the outside world, I think we're done.
We sound very desperate.
Please, send help. We need food.
Send Pocky.
Send
send balls.
Send balls.
All right, well, I'm going to sign off.
Okay.
So, anybody with a message for the kids before we go?
Kids.
It's good already.
Rachel is not representative of a real human woman. Remember that, kids.
That's a good message. We'll roll with that.
Yes, it is.
Let's do that.
Until next time, Warp Zone Podcast 22. Peace.
21.
No, until 22.
Oh, until 22.
This is Warp Zone Podcast 21. Peace.
Peace out.